they called my wife and told her that come pick up your child because he's formally suspended for leaving the school. That's what they told my wife.
Hector Ortiz is the boy's father. He and his wife attended a meeting with the school principal, staffers, a union representative, and the district's chief of school leadership. They were joined by District Coordinating Council President Sam Radford, but they emerged extremely disappointed, saying the district was unprepared and failed to present an incident report.
They didn't want to apologize to us. They didn't say they didn't need to be apologists to us.
They haven't even given the parents a clear understanding of what took place as it relates to their child. I mean, we're assuming that they know, but they haven't made it clear to the parents what happened.
Ortiz says his son is a special education student who has speech troubles and life-threatening food allergies. The parents are demanding to meet with the school superintendent. The school district issued a written statement. It says it's currently addressing the needs of the child as its highest priority and is reviewing existing procedures and investigating actions. But the district says it's not at liberty to share information about personnel and is unable to discuss circumstances of the child under privacy rules. Radford and Ortiz also pointed out the school has surveillance cameras in and outside the building and should have reviewed the video recordings to learn how the boy
left. They got video cameras in all the hallways. They could have went the next day and looked at the video camera and they could have tracked the child's step by step, which they haven't done yet.
A Buffalo police officer found the boy walking along Easton Avenue and returned him back to the school. But Radford and the parents sent a letter to Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown and the city police commissioner, trying to find out if proper protocol was filed by that officer. They claim the police acted with some degree of neglect and the officer should have informed Child Protective Services. But mayoral spokesman Mike DeGeorge tells WBFO News he's not sure how accurate that statement is from Radford on reporting to CPS. DeGeorge says the officer reported the child wanted to go home but wasn't sure where he lived. That's when the officer returned the boy to the school. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.